Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay.
Hello.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to this program today. I don't know why I'm jazzed.
We have a very exciting show today. We have several guests. We have a band in the house. Recombine, and we're going to be talking with them a little later and listening to some of their music. And also, we have some really awesome events coming up.
That's right.
I would like to talk about very soon, actually, February 18th. It's a Saturday. It's called Show Your Lights.
Great name.
Yes, and it is a car, truck, Jeep, bike show that is going to be held in the parking lot where Cricketers and Florida Youth Ranch. It's right at the corner of Alternate 19 and Causeway Boulevard.
Yeah, so it's Causeway Plaza.
Yes, Causeway Plaza. The actual address is 2622 Bayshore Boulevard. They have a humongous parking lot.
They do.
Yes, and so it's going to be a parking lot party. Come out, bring your bikes, bring your trucks, bring whatever you want to drive in, your bicycle. And they're going to be doing 50-50 drawings, door prizes, and trophies for the best cars, trucks, bikes.
Fantastic.
Yes, so registration for that event, if you have a car or truck or bike or whatever you want to enter into the event, event is starting at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, so get there at 3.
And that's a $10 registration fee. And all the proceeds for this event is going to support the Sheriff's Youth Ranch.
Which is a great cause.
Yeah, it's an awesome cause. They help troubled kids and kids that give them an alternative thing instead of, you know, just locking them up.
Being on the streets or, yeah.
They have homes where it's actually ranches. That's where the name came from.
That's right.
Where they provide them an alternative to, and trying to help them, like counsel them, and giving them things to do, and giving them self-worth.
Kind of almost like a boys' town, but not quite.
Yes, and so it helps them to get back their self-esteem up, and, you know, to learn, because sometimes these kids come from very broken homes.
And they do a lot of great work.
They
from
do.
What I see.
So it's really awesome. They clothe the kids. I mean, they house them, and they teach them how to believe in themselves and to be productive members
so
of society.
Positive thing.
Yeah, absolutely positive. So all the money goes to support the Sheriff's Youth Ranch, and that is Saturday, February 18th, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and registration starts at 3 p.m.
Okay.
And again, that's Causeway Plaza, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard, and come out and just check it out. They're going to have all kinds of things going on. Bring the kids. It's a kid-friendly event.
It's a really big parking lot, so I'm
it
sure
really
they
is.
Fit a lot of trucks and cars and Jeeps.
For sure. And then we also,
yes.
Adam from Red Rooster Antiques, have a remote radio show, a live radio show coming up. It's going to be March 14th. That is a Tuesday at 1 p.m. And we are kind of stealing the idea of the Antique Roadshow.
Yes, we are. We're borrowing it.
Yes, we're borrowing it. And we're going to get local people to come out and to participate. And you know what? You got things around your house. You don't know where it came from, or you want to know the origin, or you want to know how much it's
worth.
Bring it on out. If you can't come out to the actual event, you can send us pictures.
That's right.
You can send them to bccbook@yahoo.com or reach out, give us a call at 727-804-6082 anytime if you have any questions. But that's going to be March 14th, a Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
And that's going to be at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
Right.
At Red Rooster Antiques.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be myself and CJ and Austin, and it'll be like a little panel there.
Yes.
And bring your items, and then we can just look at them and see, you know, if what they're worth, what they are even, because
mm-hmm.
I'm sure little people bring some things in that maybe will even stump us, that
right?
We won't know, but we'll do our best.
Very good. And I was speaking with one of my clients, so I'm kind of excited. He is very excited to come out. He has a really old book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. He does not know, but he knows it's signed and things like that, and so he wants to know the origin and, you
That's
know, how
great.
Much it's worth.
Who knows? It might be a first edition. We don't know.
Right, right.
And who is it signed by? He didn't say. Did
right, he
you know
did
what,
not.
You know what you can do, too, is on the back of
this flyer, because usually if you print one-sided flyers,
yeah.
Do you know that it costs zero money to do this other side, basically?
That I did not know.
Yeah, so what you could do is when we're passing this flyer out, do you have a flyer made for this event?
No, not yet.
I know. But anyhow, what you could have done is had a flyer made, and then when we print this one, where is our name going across the top?
This is the flyer that I got sent to me. That is not done yet.
When's that going to be done? The show's on the 18th, and today's the 9th.
I know that. I don't know.
How can you not know?
We'll be done, though.
Like, did you hand it in to her?
Yes, Brian.
Then that was just put the name across the top and just leave.
This whole flyer has to be reconstructed because you can't move any of this. It's all one piece.
You just drop it down.
Okay.
But anyhow, did she say when?
Probably tomorrow.
Okay, that's good. You know what probably means?
Well, I'm sure it'll get done.
I know. But then on the other side, you can do the antique show. When's this show?
That's going to be on the 14th.
March 14th.
But 1 to 2 in the afternoon.
Okay, where is that going to be held?
At Red Rooster Antiques.
Okay.
At 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. Right in the Curlew City Plaza. We're going to do it right there in front of the shop.
Okay. So
that should be good.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, and then, I think that's going to be really fun.
And then these photos, too. Can you see that they're lit up trucks on these photos?
Absolutely.
You can?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good.
So who's coming on today then?
Did you bring the staples? Okay.
The staples are here.
Yeah, because we got to get these racks out that we have. We just got these racks in.
Oh, you did? For the books.
For the books. So we're going to be putting out racks. If you were in charge of distribution and you had distribution racks, and you're in charge now of distribution, what would you do? Would you get the distribution racks out? Or would you leave them in the garage?
No, of course I'd get them out.
Of course. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. All right. So I'm going to bring in the... You want to come in first?
The band?
No.
I think it was Raven was coming in first.
Yeah,
Raven.
Oh, here she is.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I just forgot. We just got all these distribution racks in. So,
sit down, Raven.
We're going to be getting them out and just common sense, right?
Pretty simple stuff.
Right. Well, let me ask you something. If you were in charge of distribution for our company and we hired you, now you're in charge. You make the decisions for distribution. And you had distribution racks with signs. Would you put them out?
Absolutely.
And you know what your answer to that was? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Would you make a decision not to do it?
No.
Okay.
So we're going to talk to Raven here. So Raven, tell us about your business.
Hi guys, thank you so much for having me. So I actually have a medical cannabis clinic right in Clearwater.
Okay.
So we see patients, you know, when they're acquiring their medical marijuana card. We're really passionate about what we do. And let me put these on.
Yes. And so what's the name of your business?
Cannabis Care.
Okay, Cannabis Care. And where are you located?
We are on 580 in Belcher.
Oh, all right.
Right, it's almost Dunedin. It's still considered Clearwater, but basically Dunedin.
So you're right on the line there.
Yes, we are.
Okay, and what's the address?
It's 2226 State Road 580, but I did want to go on record to let everybody know that we sublease, so we do by appointment only. So
okay.
We're going to push for it, giving the phone number and our website as well.
Okay, so give us your website and the phone number so people can get in touch with you.
Sure. So the website is www.cannabiscare.com. Good phone number to reach us is 727-999-2620.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us, Raven, so if someone calls you up and sets up an appointment, so how does this whole procedure work?
So we facilitate with our physician. Okay. She is an MD. The patients love her. She's very thorough. We consider ourselves a cannabis concierge clinic. There's nobody in the area like us. We're not the other guys, simply put. So basically, we set the patient up with an appointment to see the doctor. She goes over all the patient's medical information and their record, making sure that they would benefit from using medical marijuana.
Okay.
Pretty simple process. I'm there the whole time walking the patient through, making sure that they understand everything that they're signing and, you know, feeling comfortable.
So what kind of person would come in? What type of a patient or a person would come in to get services from
you? Basically, the patients who have really bad chronic pain, they can't sleep, the insomnia, anxiety, things like that, they're a qualifying condition. So as long as the doctor, you know, she looks over their medical chart and determines that they would be a good candidate.
And this is proven that this is effective and works.
Absolutely. And we can't do federal research, but state research is being done. And, you know, this has been operational since 2017. That's when we started operating.
Okay, so 2017, so that's a while now. It's
correct.
5 years.
Yes.
So, and how many people do you actually see in a year, do you think?
For our clinic, we have over 500 patients.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, and in the state, I want to say it's close to maybe 850,000 patients.
Okay.
I might be a little off with those numbers, but...
So now, how do you finance yourself? Are they paying to see the doctor?
That's correct.
Okay, so they pay a fee to see the doctor.
They pay a fee to see the doctor, and then they also pay the state fee.
So they apply
for their medical marijuana license, but that's actually one of the services we provide because we actually will help them right there at the appointment
and
get the card.
And facilitate this.
That's correct.
Okay. And also, does the doctor prescribe how much they need of the substance or...
You know, that's where it gets tricky because it's not so much a prescription but a recommendation.
Recommendation.
So the doctor can say, look, you would, you know, probably benefit from using this product rather than this product. But there is an allotment of what the doctor can recommend, and now the state does make it a little bit more tricky.
And what kind of forms does it come in?
There's so many. So, you know, the approach is, I just want to smoke it or I want to vape it.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be that way. There's topical creams.
There's topical creams?
Oh, yes. There's tinctures, which is, you know, what you swallow and digest. You put it under the tongue.
Okay, so you take it oral. Okay.
Yes. There's countless different routes and
this
products available.
This is fascinating.
Oh, truly.
And this then, and this has exploded, but tell me why your place is so much better than all the rest.
Absolutely.
I want to know.
So, again, the Cannabis Concierge, you're not going to find anybody else that does what we do.
No.
There's nobody else that's going to, you know, do the application for the patients right then and there, so they, when they leave, they're approved. They can go right to the dispensary. Everybody else, as far as I'm concerned, and especially when I worked at the dispensary, the amount of patients that would walk in and say, look, my doctor spent maybe 5 minutes with me and they told me that you'd go over everything and you have the answers.
Okay.
We weren't trained to know their medical or even the medications they
All
were
right.
taking.
Okay, so they go for the interview to meet with the doctor. And is the dispensary right there as well?
There are actually a few local dispensaries. We have one just maybe 5 minutes down the road. Shout out to Sanctuary. Wonderful, wonderful dispensary and wonderful, wonderful patient consultants.
Great. So, Raven, tell us the number again to get in touch with you.
727-999-2620.
And the website?
Is www.cannabiscare.com. In case I need to spell it, that's CannabisCare.com.
Well, thank you, Raven.
Very
Guess
cool.
who's back?
Hi, guys. So, what do you specialize in getting someone their card, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
All right, got it. I stepped out for a moment and I didn't hear everything you said.
No, we didn't say that, but that is exactly what they're doing.
Yes.
Right.
So it sounds like a really exciting place to go, and so many people have so many conditions that could
That's
be helped
right.
by this.
Right, and also, so next door, do you guys also have a smoke shop?
There is a smoke shop located next mm-hmm. door. They're not a part of our business, but
I thought they were.
No, don't worry. We just get a lot of referrals from them as well. Good Stuff is their name. Wonderful smoke shop. They have a lot of different products there. But they have our cards in there, so whenever, you know, a potential patient walks in, they just hand them our card and say, give us a call.
All right. Yeah, and you guys are located. It's a beautiful building. It's almost at the corner of Belcher and Main Street, 580. And it's right beside a huge thrift store, so you guys are right beside that.
That's right.
In between the thrift store and what is that, a 7-Eleven, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yep.
And then to our right, we have a plaza with yoga, daycare, and right across the street is St. Michael's Church. So we're in a great location.
Who do you know at Good Stuff?
William is the manager, and then the owner is Tom.
Do you want to put them on and talk to them and let them know you're promoting them on the radio?
Hey, if you guys are listening to this, huge shout out to you guys.
What is it called? Good Stuff?
Good Stuff.
Smoke Shop?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then the guy owner's name is what?
Tom.
Yeah,
he's a great
that be
guy.
Something?
It would.
They give you credentials, like, hey, look at me.
And Sanctuary, too, for the dispensary. You know, there's so many dispensaries to choose from, and there's so many patients that, you know, are blindsided by this. They get the approval, and they say, well, Raven, where do I go? What do I purchase?
That's right.
It
so
can
they want
get
to go
so
somewhere
overwhelming.
That they can trust.
That's right.
That's reputable. And how many states in the, I'm not aware, how many states in the union have these dispensaries?
Ooh, good
is it,
question.
Is it across the United States
there
as a total
are a few,
or is it by state?
There are a few states that still, you know, they don't really
they
have it approved.
Allow it, yeah.
Or, yeah, you know. But every day, more and more,
more
states
and more.
Are becoming more, you know, open to this idea that
the
cannabis is
of,
medicine.
But in the state of Florida, it's completely legal.
That's
then.
Correct.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, it actually is medication. I mean,
yeah.
I have a very good friend who, she has a form of epilepsy, and the only reason she went from being completely fine, and this syndrome came on like literally out of nowhere when she was like 18, and she was having 100 seizures a day. I mean, that for real, like no exaggeration.
Wow.
She could not even eat. She couldn't do anything. She was hospitalized for like 18 months, and they didn't know what to treat her with. They didn't know what to do, and so finally they kept putting her on all these different medications, which made her really sick.
And then they suggested?
She went home. Her father was like, "This, none of this is working.
It's not
and
working."
So he actually had a good friend that was a homeopathic doctor, and he prescribed to her CBD.
Okay.
And the CBD, she went from having, I mean, she will still have a seizure now and then, but it's usually only
really
if she gets excited or overheated or something.
But it prevented a
but
lot
100,
of that.
Going from 100 a day to have, and yes, that's how she maintains.
Well, it's definitely, it definitely has medicinal purposes. They know that.
Oh, for sure. The Of course, big pharmacy
the
doesn't
pharmacy
want
right.
you to know that, because then that takes them out of the equation.
And it's organic.
That's right. And we see so many of our patients that are eliminating and reducing their pharmaceuticals and their opiates, And that's so astonishing to us because
that's a big problem.
It really is. And there's patients who come to us and say, look, I don't want to take 10 medications and I don't want the side effects of these medications. Mm-hmm. One is leading to another and it spirals and never ends. And, you know, if I could use cannabis naturally, so be it.
And especially so many people that are my age or older have come to Florida and they have a lot of health issues. So, you know, this is something where they go see the doctor and say, this can help. This can reduce some of the medications you're taking.
And I've actually seen that, like, a lot of times where it is people, seniors, where they are like, you know what, I'm going to go on my own because no one has told them that this is the avenue they should take.
That's right.
And they have a lot of questions. So they come in and they're like, hey, I want to know about this, and can you help me?
Yeah. And do you find that people, there's still a stigma attached with it? People my age and older, you know, because of, you know, what they were taught.
Yes. You know, we have a lot of patients. I think our eldest is 95, and she went her whole life against it. Would literally tell us stories about how she'd punish her children, you know, and now she's at the point where, you know, she doesn't really have any other avenues to explore. So, you know, actually, another huge shout out to Dr. James Nielsen. That's actually how I got started in the position I am. He was a board certified ophthalmologist on Sunset Point for almost 40 years.
Yeah.
He was one of the first cannabis doctors in Clearwater.
Well, they know it helps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They know it helps.
And
eyes.
And that's exactly, it was lowering the pressure of his glaucoma patients. And, you know, it was the patients that were reporting to him saying, look, I'm smoking cannabis. I know it's illegal, but I just need to tell you.
Yeah.
So he saw this and got interested in it. And, you know, here we are.
Right.
That's great.
Right. It also helps with nausea, guys.
Oh, absolutely.
That's right.
I mean, it really does. Yeah. Like any type of it. I used to have huge stomach issues and gone.
They know that. So that's great that you came in here and talked to us. And just give us quickly your telephone number again and the website.
Sure thing. Thank you guys for having me again.
Great.
Cell phone number is 727-999-2620. And then our website is www.cannabiscare.com. Again, that's CannabisCare.com.
That's great.
All right, Raven, thank you so much.
Thank
but you're
you.
Welcome to sit right here for a few.
Yes.
I just want to talk a little bit about Adam and what he does.
Sure.
Hi. What do you want to know?
Well, let's let the listeners know. Adam owns an antiques shop called Red Rooster Antiques, located right on US 19, right before you get to Curlew.
Right across
from Home Depot, right on US 19.
We're on the right, if you're heading north, in City Curlew Plaza right there.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to Dance Fans.
Right next door to Dance Fans.
And it's been there for years.
Yes.
So we've been there for, this location, we've been about 2 years, 2 months at this time, and we have an antique shop like the antique shops used to be. It's not just vintage. It's not just a gift shop. It's a real antique shop. And we love what we're doing. And there's myself and my partner, CJ, and Austin. CJ is great. He's like, he can tell you about anything. He's amazing.
He really is.
And Austin is 23 years old, and he repairs a lot of things. Tube radios, Victrolas. I mean, he's amazing. And he does all this work at the shop. We've got a pretty good clientele already. So we thought about this, about having some do this kind of event where people will come and look. You know, we can decide, you know, what their item is worth.
We got William on the line. Say hello. This is Good Stuff. Tell him about Good Stuff, and then you talk about Raven.
Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I just shouted you guys out on the radio.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, we really appreciate that. We've been super appreciative of everything that you guys are doing for us next door, and it's been a greatly compatible relationship having a dispensary prescriber right next door.
Likewise, Will. It's great to have you next door to us. You know, I think we have a good little relationship going where I send patients right to you afterwards when they need all their good stuff.
No, exactly, yeah. And then whenever I get somebody in here with concerns or questions about how they can get their card or what the legal landscape is like in Florida, I can just send them right next door and give them a business card and let them know what's up.
Thanks so much, Will. We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Hi, Will. So tell us a little bit about the things that you have in your shop.
So we're really more than just a smoke shop, which is you know, kind of just the local perception is another smoke shop popped up. But frankly, we've got a great variety of things for adults. We've got lots of incense, tapestries, T-shirts.
Cool clothing,
posters.
Clothing's awesome.
Cool clothing. We got games. We have adult novelties. We have DVDs.
They're a one-stop shop.
Cigars. Yeah,
sounds like
everything. All the good stuff. That's why we're called Good Stuff, right?
All right. We're going to have to come by and check you out.
Yeah. Please do. Come on by.
So tell us your address and how people can give you a call if they have any questions.
So our location is 2222 Main Street in Clearwater. A lot of people think that it's Dunedin, but Dunedin starts at Belcher Road, so we're right at that border. So Dunedin residents are you know, we're a great spot for them as well. And our phone number is 727-250-1088.
Okay.
You know, Will, quick question for you. It's funny. So when you tell your clients, you say Main Street, because for whatever reason, we have to tell them 580. If they do not find us if we say Main Street, it gets so confusing.
Really? Okay, yeah. So because I'm still new to the immediate area, I'm figuring out that there is a multiple names for the road that we're on, and depending on where you're at on the road is going to change how you refer to it, I guess. Like, I think it becomes Main Street a little bit further down.
That's true.
I've just been using Main Street as an easy
The
easy out.
Yeah.
Hey, have you noticed, if I ask you a question, like when you speak from the language of the heart, remember I said that?
That's
Where's
right.
her boyfriend? What's his name?
Eric.
Eric, come in here. Eric. Yeah. Because, William, do you notice that, like, when you talk to Raven, Tammy has it. I've only seen it in a few people. And tell me if you've heard this before, Raven. Not you, by the way. So, but do people say that Raven has a glow to her? Like, she has a glow of happiness. And I know you love her, so you pick up on it more so than anybody, of course. But do you know what I mean when I say the glow?
I think so.
Get
I
on
hope
the
so.
Say, talk to the friend. Here we go. What's your first name?
My first name's Eric.
Eric. So tell us about Raven.
I met Raven at Truly when she was
I was a patient consultant first starting out at the dispensary. He walked in as a patient. I know, I shouldn't have done it.
Oh.
But it was just, you know, I hate to say it, but love at first sight.
Love at first sight, yeah.
I'm a pretty okay talker, I think, except when I'm nervous. But I fumbled my words.
Amazing. Thank you.
I fumbled my words. I couldn't find my words. I don't know. We just had a connection. And
yeah. William, do you remember the first time you met Raven?
I do, despite the chaos of everything going on.
That's right. It was
chaotic. How was the first time you met Raven?
We were trying to put together the interior of the store, and I believe she just popped over to say hi and take a look around at what we had so far for progress.
I had to check them out. I had to make sure they're a reputable, you know, shop, and that it's somewhere to send our patients that they're going to feel comfortable.
Right, and not just that; it's the other way around too. Because the type of patient that's going to come to him for relief is the exact type of patient that you want.
That's right.
So you guys are like peanut butter and jelly.
That's right.
Right? Am I right?
Right.
What type of bread are we putting that peanut butter and jelly on? Tell us.
Bread.
You pick it.
I pick it. What about the potato bread?
Potato bread. Is it toasted?
Yum.
Toasted, you know how it melts the peanut butter?
If it's a little cold out, then you can
toast
it.
All right. There you go.
Thanks, babe.
Great.
So, William, what type of bread do you go with for peanut butter and jelly?
I mean, I can't beat my my grandma's whole wheat grilled PB&J.
How about you, Raven?
Am I weird if I say rye?
No.
That's a little strange.
All right,
but that's
all right.
Okay.
All right, let's go back. I retract that. I guess I'll be basic. I'll say white.
Well, there you go. How about you, Mr. Adam?
I don't know.
Okay, and then Tammy?
I like English muffins.
Bagels. It's bagels. Absolutely bagels.
Well, there you go.
That's it.
So anyhow, in closing, I would like William to get a chance to say in closing about his business, good stuff, and then you give close, and then we're going to have, we have a boy band in here today. Well, they're all 16 years old, and they put together a song, and they've been playing at places and stuff, and this is their first song, and they're going to go over the names. Of, what's the name of your band?
Recombine.
Recombine. Come on, one. One of you guys come
We're
in.
We're going to go to traffic first, or?
Oh, do traffic report.
All right, here, we'll be right back then.
Okay.
After that.
All right. Sure.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great haircut at a great price and a caring atmosphere? Then stop into Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. All haircuts are $10, and perms, cuts, and styles are only $45. Even a color cut and style is only $45. Please call June at 727-238-6007. That's 727-238-6007 for Hair Technique, located at 6113 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. 537 here on the Brian Cashclaw Show. Let's take a look at your traffic and weather. Pinellas County looking pretty well, and except for the usual congestion in the spots on US 19, but I-275 on the Howard Franklin, not so much the case. Northbound I-275 mile marker 3 has the left two lanes blocked due to a crash there. Another crash southbound I-275 just before mile marker 37, having the right shoulder block, so that's not quite as bad, but the one heading northbound is definitely causing some serious congestion. Heading up 275, we have the two right lanes blocked just beyond Hillsborough Avenue due to a wreck up there. Moving on up into Pasco, we are actually looking pretty good other than a disabled vehicle. Southbound with us is actually in Hillsborough, southbound Veterans Expressway just before Van Dyke Road. Other than that, Pasco looking good, other than some congestion southbound on US 301 just south of 54. Current temperatures in Zephyr Hills, 83 degrees, Dade City, 83 degrees, and in downtown Clearwater at the Tantalk Studios, 78 degrees with partly cloudy skies. More of the Brian Cashclaw Show coming up after these messages. Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Angela's presents Show Your Lights, Car, Truck, Jeep, and Bike Show, Saturday, February 18th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Causeway Plaza, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin. Amazing prizes include 50-50 drawing, door prizes, and trophies. Registration is $10 and starts at 3 p.m. That's Show Your Lights, Car, Truck, Jeep, and Bike Show benefiting Florida Sheriff's Ranch, Saturday, February 18th from 4 to 8 p.m. Carlos Cabrera is your trusted realtor. As a certified negotiation expert and a UA mortgage advocate, he specializes in short sales, foreclosures, and distressed property. With over 17 years of experience in Colorado, let Carlos help you save your home with foreclosure and short sale counseling. Give him a call at 720-212-7890. That's 720-212-7890. Carlos Cabrera, Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
All right. Thank you for staying tuned and listening to the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show. We actually have some really special guests in the studio today.
Okay.
They are a whole group of young men who have formed a band, and they have all their members are here today. There's six of them. It's called Recombine. And I just want to introduce every one of you. So we have Greg, we have RT, we have Pedro. Say your name again.
Riley.
No, you're Riley. And Ziet?
Ziet, yeah.
Ziet. And Julian. So I'm sorry, I didn't want to mispronounce your name. So guys, tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you all met and what's going on with your band, and we're going to play a song in a few.
And the first thing is, how'd you come up with the name?
Remember? Well, okay. We met... It was originally me, Riley, and a friend of mine who is a guitarist. He's not in the band anymore. Basically, we had formed, me and the guitarist, we had an idea like to form a band under the name Bring the Armada. That was like our very first original draft.
That was the first?
Yeah, that was like just laying the foundation, basically.
Okay, so when did you come up with the title you have now, your band name now?
Actually, it was due to a lyric in a Slipknot song.
Okay.
The line was, I will tear you apart. I can recombine you.
Okay. So this really appealed to you guys. So that you talked about this. Who was the person that made the final decision?
It was me and Riley.
Okay. The guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, how long have you been together now?
Well, we've actually formed in late 2021.
Okay.
But we didn't like actively start looking for members until like mid 2022.
Okay. So what type of music would you say you play? What is it like?
Well, you could say okay. Think Korn, Slipknot, okay. And a lot of others.
Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, Limp Bizkit too. Okay. Like somewhat, not really.
I'll be totally honest, I don't know anything you're saying, but just tell me. Now I'm going to go out and listen to all the music because I love music. So, yeah. So kind of progressive? Would you say it's progressive or it's more rock and roll?
It's like kind of
new metal.
Yeah, new metal.
Like new metal. Okay, that I can understand.
Kind of music.
Okay,
yeah.
And so, are you trying to find venues right now to play at?
We would love some venues. Yes.
Okay. So, do you have a telephone number how people can contact you to set up a gig?
Yeah.
That you go to.
They can. Can I like share my cell number?
Because, oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. You can contact me at 727-316-2192.
And your name again is?
RT.
Okay, RT. So you're the contact person.
Yes.
Okay. So have you played in any venue yet? Have you played at schools or any restaurants or anything like that? But that's coming.
Yeah, that is coming. That is coming.
Okay.
We do on Spotify and on YouTube, we have like a live in studio set.
Okay.
Like we did kind of, not like a mock show, but it was sort of, we did this song, like in all these songs in one take. Okay. And it was in the studio.
Okay. So is this kind of like I'm completely in this, you know, like I don't know what, how they do this, but is it like a podcast? Would you say that was what it was like, or was it more like just a clip with all your music on it?
Yeah, you could. It was a clip, basically.
Okay.
Like it was basically like it was recording like
okay.
every part of the way. You know, we didn't stop recording until after the show was over, and then we had some mixing and mastering done.
Okay, so where would they go to see this? Would they go on YouTube or
what
venue?
We're on pretty much any streaming service you can find.
Okay, and tell us the name of your band again.
It's Recombine.
Okay, and you've brought some music into the studio, haven't you?
Have
you set it up
yes,
with Bobby?
We are ready to play.
You
want to
play that?
All right.
Okay, Bobby,
let's
thanks.
Let's hear the debut.
Here we go.
Keep me in the-
to be. I'm imprisoned in this hell. I just wanna be free. When I'm free, prepare to play. Finding out that it ain't just me that's here. You can feel it too. Let's go before we die at the hands of these sick people. It's raining outside. It's a perfect time to plan it. You want this to be over, right? Let's promise.
Okay, that's great. So that's you playing.
Yeah, that mainly the vocals was me, but Julian was the backup guy.
Okay.
Julian is, yeah.
Which right one is Julian?
Right over there.
Okay, hi Julian.
I sang the first three lines of the chorus
okay.
every time.
So that told me everything about your, a lot about your band. So you're going to have a lot of people, younger people that this will appeal to, I'm sure. Even people, you know, my age. But you're going to get a lot of people that like really heavy metal. And
yes, yes. So why don't we go around and you guys tell everybody like what you do in the band. Mm-hmm. So Greg?
Yeah.
I am the guitarist or one of them, and when it comes to a song where we have like may have like a solo or a rhythmic harmony, I'm gonna take over the lead spot on it.
Okay
RT.
I am the lead vocalist. I basically do a lot of the songwriting. A lot of the lyrics is also me. I try to you know, just do as much as I can, and you know, and while also accommodating to others.
Okay.
All right, Pedro.
Hi, I'm Pedro. I'm the main drummer. I do most of the drum beats. And now that we are working on our new AP, there's going to be a lot of drum beat, like a lot of fast drum beats and mm-hmm. blast beats, a lot. Okay. Like, you know, it's going to be fun.
Very good. And Riley?
Hello, my name's Riley, and I'm the... Yeah, my voice is shaking.
Oh, that's fine. You're
Riley,
fine.
Riley, don't be nervous. It is yeah. totally fine. You're good, you know right? how many people are totally nervous yeah. the first time they get on the air? It's very natural.
What do you mean the first time? I'm always nervous.
You're
going to
do just fine.
I'm the bassist, and I also co-founded this band. I mostly write down the bass lines, and yeah.
Very good. Stuff. All right,
yeah,
Riley.
I do all the yeah. funky stuff.
All yep. right. Okay. Very cool. And Julian?
I mainly do I am the second vocalist, and I do mainly the backing vocals for Recombine. That's really just about it.
All right. And Ziad?
And I'm the secondary guitarist. I mostly do the rhythm work, and I write a lot of riffs with Greg.
I must ask you, what's the origin of your name?
Ziet is from the Spanish word for sevens.
Okay.
Siete. And then there's a second part of my name, Sevi, which is Sev is shortened for seven, and VII is Roman numerals for seven, and 777 is the jackpot numbers.
Oh, that is yeah. so cool. That
sounds
is
lucky
cool.
to me.
You know what?
Right. Sounds very
yes.
lucky to me.
That is awesome. Stay right there. That is the most unique name, I must say, that I've yeah. ever heard in my
that's
whole
great.
Life.
I
love that. All right, guys, so tell us a little bit about what your goals are, like what you're looking for.
Well, mainly right now we're just looking to, you know, get our name out there and, you know, just try and make it big, you know, as much as we can.
Absolutely.
Know?
So listen, I had this idea a few minutes ago. Now, I can't make any promises just yet, but this event that we do have coming up on February 18th, it is an outside event. They are going to have music there. So I do, of course, know everybody doing this event. So what if it was possible that you guys could come out and do a couple songs? I would probably say probably like a couple cover songs, because it's going to be like probably majorly an older crowd. I mean, not everybody, but if that would be something you might be interested in and could put together.
I mean, maybe. I mean, we'll definitely give it some thought. Like, you know, we're mainly like an original band. Like, we rarely do covers unless it's like part of an original set list,
right,
if that
right.
makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me check it out and see if that is something that we could probably do. And because that's a good way to get your name out there with local people.
Yeah. And also, like, we always discuss before we do anything. But like you said, covers are really good because even if we have original songs, people like to hear, like, covers.
They do, you know? Well, the crowd that I'm pretty sure that it's going to show up to have an event like this yeah. is going to be, like, Metallica, and they're gonna love that type of genre. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So if you guys like maybe want to come out, but it will help to promote you, and they'll get your name and be like, hey, maybe we can hire them for a party, or we can hire them at our club or our bar or whatever. You know what I mean? Because people like versatility. You got to be versatile.
Because like since we already have a set list down.
Right.
And we, you know, we can have some, we can learn some covers, and people like to hear covers, and especially
they
Metallica.
Do.
Yeah.
They do.
And, that, and that'll, you know, let the general public know that you're really proficient and you're great musicians.
Right. But I would have two questions for you.
Sure.
Where would we contact the try and get her signed up?
Okay, well, I will contact the lady who's putting this event together is Debbie. She works at the Florida, she runs the Florida Youth Ranch, which is one of the promoters of this event who's putting it together. And so she is the one who's getting all the entertainment and setting up the entire thing. So I will contact her, and then I will give her number to you guys, to whoever, which one of you. And I don't know, I just thought of it. I mean, you probably wouldn't get a ton of time because she probably already has things set up, but if you could get out there, get a couple songs and meet people and even talk to the other band that's out there,
it would be good for you.
Okay, so let's play the song, Mr. Bobby.
We played it
again, and then let's get this out here. And did you tell us how you came up with the name?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so play the song again. Good songs get played twice.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Thank you.
And this is Recombine.
And what does that word mean? Recombine.
Yeah, putting together the pieces.
We're back. Thank you for playing that. So tell us again how people can get in touch with you, again, briefly.
Yeah, they can call or text me on my cell at 727-316-2192.
And tell me your name again.
R.T. Nelson.
R.T. Nelson. And the group is?
Recombine.
Recombine. I got to get used to that. So.
Recombine.
It's going to be famous. I have a feeling it's going to go far. So Recombine.
So what Recombine is looking for, if anyone's listening, is they would like to do some local gigs, like play at some local establishments or parties or events that anybody might have coming out. And what's that number one more time?
727-316-2192. 2192.
All right, guys. Thank you so, so much for being here today. You can
showcase
that.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. Just want to talk a little bit about a new client that we got today, and that is Millennial Pressure Washing. And they are located in the Pinellas County area, and they, of course, do pressure washing. They do commercial, residential. They are licensed and insured. And the owner over there is Dave, and you can give them a call if you have any pressure washing questions at 904-365-1014. Again, that's Dave at Millennial Pressure Washing. That's 904-365-1014. And we just want to say a special shout out to Raven. Thank you so much for coming today.
She's wonderful. Everybody's been wonderful.
Yes, from Cannabis Care. And if anybody would like to get their card or has any questions, you can give Raven a call at 727-999-2620. And let's talk about you to end the show, Adam.
Just to say we're having, and what's the date again?
So the event is going to be March 14th. It's going to be a live parking lot event. We're having a live radio show at Red Rooster Antiques. It's a Tuesday at 1 p.m., and that's March 14th, 1 p.m. If anybody has anything around their house and they don't know what its worth is or what it is or if it has value, bring it on down, and we can help you out.
And even if you think it doesn't have value, bring it along, and it's going to be out from 1 to 2, and that's Red Rooster Antiques, 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
Yes.
And the phone number, if you want to get in touch with me, it's 860-661-2071. It'll be myself, CJ, and Austin, and we will try and do the best we can to identify what your item is, and if it's valuable, or if it's not valuable, or how old it is, and we'll do a good job of it, and you can come by and, you know, come into the shop and say hello, and that'll be great.
Absolutely. So anybody who has anything, and actually, I was speaking with a client, I was telling you, they
no
have
body part.
No, they have a book that they have no idea. It was just found in one of their family members' homes, and they've had it for a real long time, and it's in very good condition, and I think it might be maybe possibly a first edition.
If it's a first edition, and also what condition things are, too.
Right,
really
right.
Important.
Yeah, so I don't know. We're sort of modeling this show after the Antique Roadshow because I think it's super interesting, and we're doing our own little Antique Roadshow right here in Clearwater at what address is
okay,
that?
It's Red Rooster Antiques, and it's 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater. We're right across the street from Home Depot. Yeah, absolutely. It's right across the street from Home Depot and right next to Dan's Fan. So hope to see you.
All right, guys. And come out and join us for that event. March 14th, 1 p.m. It's a Tuesday. Pedro, what would you like to say?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that if y'all want to check out our Instagram, because we also have an Instagram account, it's Recombine Official.
Yeah, yep. Recombine.official.
And since we're looking for gigs, I just want you guys to know whenever we play, we're going to, like, the main idea is get people out.
You're going to get people hype. Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's going to be Recombine. A rock out event. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's Recombine with a K.
Just, Recombine, guys. You got to check them out. What phone number can somebody find you at one more time?
727-316-2192.
Yep.
Thank you so much, guys, for being here. Thank you, Adam. Yeah. Thank you, Raven. Y'all have a great day.
Give
Tampa
us a shout out. Say hi to everyone.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, yeah. Right. Do you want to say hi to your moms?
Yeah. Thank you, my beautiful family and friends.
Okay,
we love you.
Right. Yep. Hi, Sprite. I love.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.